call a November 7th Plan Commission meeting order. Mr. Martinez, please call the roll.
Roll call. Mayor Olson.
Here.
Commissioner Hogan.
Here.
Commissioner Bothart.
Here.
Commissioner Haley.
Excused.
City Engineer Sararno.
Here.
Elder Mandendria.
Here.
Commissioner Fowler.
Excused. Please rise. Join the Pledge of Allegiance.
One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
In your packets is meeting minutes from October 3rd. Any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to C1, public hearings. The first public hearing is on Bodner Property Management LLC. It's a multifamily residential apartment development roughly on Highway 100 and Scepter Drive. This is for a natural resource special exception. The local ordinances require that anyone giving testimony in this matter be sworn. So when you come up to speak, we'll ask you for your name and address, and Mr. Dito will swear you in, and then you tell us what you want. So this is a new matter. Mr. Dito, Mr. Martinez, you have a notice to read?
Yes. Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, November 7, 2019 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the City Council, in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application from William Butner, Managing Member, Butner Property Management, LLC, for a special exception to a natural resource features provisions for a property generally located at South Scepter Drive and West Church Street, Zone R8, Multiple Family Resident District, which bears Tatsky number 795-9999-008. The requested special exception to natural resource features provisions is for the purpose of removing approximately 1.42 acres of young woodland and to fill 0.33 acres of wetland, which has been accepted by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to allow for the grading and construction of the Northwood Legacy Apartments 40-unit multifamily residential development. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Section 15901.10, applications for a special exception to natural resource feature provisions, and Section 15100208, special exceptions to natural resource feature provisions of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input.
Very good. Thank you. We do have a properly noticed public hearing. Mr. Dietl, you want to give us the highlights, please?
Thank you. Aerial photograph of the property is up on the screen. It's right on the west side of Highway 100 across from Target. Yes. So as you can tell by looking at the photograph, part of the property is wooded. They're proposing to remove over an acre of young woods. The wetland that they're going to keep and protect is on the south end of the property. The small wetland that the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has indicated is artificial does not need to be protected, is located closer to the northern side of the property. Again, this is just for a natural resource special exception to remove the woods. This matter has gone in front of the Environmental Commission as required by city ordinance for a recommendation. The Environmental Commission is recommending approval of the natural resource special exception with some mitigation to consist of planting 6 trees at the nearby Ernie Lake Park. Staff is also recommending that same mitigation. Then the Plan Commission has the hearing tonight. They'll make a recommendation. Anything that comes up at the public hearing and all these recommendations will be forwarded to the Common Council, and they will make the final decision.
Okay. This public hearing is dealing only with the natural resources component of this. The zoning and the use have already been approved by the Common Council. So if you would be so kind as to restrict your comments to the natural resources issues, that would be great. With that, I will open the public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone? Anyone wishing to speak? Okay, with that, I will close the public hearing. Move on to action on this item. Questions from the commission? I have one. How did we arrive at Lake Ernie Park for the mitigation?
I was not at the meeting, but my guess would be Alderman Dan Mayer suggested it.
Okay. Questions from the commission? My hesitation there, quite frankly, is there's lots of trees in Lake Ernie Park. There's a lot of trees we've removed on medians, even in that neighborhood. My suggestion is if the commission would so choose to remove the words Lake Ernie Park from the ordinance. Alderman Dandre. I'll push your button.
Yes. I'll agree with those comments. We'll make it a little bit more open so they can work with staff to come up with a proper mitigation that would be suitable. Hey, as the mayor said, in the neighborhood, we've got median trees that had to be replaced because of the infestations. So I think we can look at that a little closer. And if there are no other questions, I'd like to make a motion then to recommend approval of the Bodner Property Management, LLC Natural Resource Feature Special Exception pursuant to the standards, findings, and decision recommended by the Plan Commission and Common Council consideration of the Environmental Commission's recommendations except for opening up the mediation to exclude the Lake Ernie site, but to keep it in that geographic area of the neighborhood.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, so we will move on to the popular item of the evening. This is a public hearing that has already been opened for the Milwaukee Public Schools land addition to the existing Forest Park Middle School site for the future. And we're fortunate that we have, sorry, Judy, I'm going to call you the superintendent, and the business administrator, who would be happy to join us at the front. So the public hearing is already open. So any changes, Mr. Dealer, Mr. Martinez?
We'll read the public hearing.
That'd be a good thing. Meeting. Thank you. Please do.
No, you see it. It's okay to read it.
Oh, okay.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, October 3rd, 2018 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter, after the matter might be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Franklin Public Schools, Ronald Pesce and Susan Pesce, property owners, for approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone two parcels of land from R6 Suburban Single Family Residence District to I1 Institutional District. Properties located at 8429 and 8459 West Forest Hill Avenue. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Section 62237D2 of the Wisconsin Statutes and Division 15902.00 of the Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. A copy of the proposed ordinance in draft form is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the City Clerk at the Franklin City Hall. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed amendment is subject to revisions following public hearing and further consideration by the Plan Commission and the City of Franklin Common Council.
Okay, well done the second time. Regulo, could you put the map up? Thank you. Okay, it was properly noticed before. It's properly noticed now, and it's been open. So anyone from the public who wishes to speak on this matter, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address, and tell us what you think. And it's okay to repeat what you did last time. It's probably actually good. Good evening.
Hello, my name is...
Is that turned on? Right.
My name is Debbie Babula. I live at 8282 Four Oaks Drive, Franklin. So I live right around the corner from Luxembourg. And a number of us spoke last time. I know you weren't able to make it. But my question is, did you listen and read through all of our concerns, and do you have responses to them? So things that were brought up were things like concerns about lighting, parking, noise, because with the wetlands there, the concern is that anything built there will be right up against the road there on Forest Hill, and that is or was residential, and we don't want a lot of noise, right in front of our houses now. So there was some concern about that. So were you able to listen to that, and do you have responses to that?
Okay, so here's how that's going to go. Mm-hmm. Ask your questions to the chair, us, and then they'll respond. We'll have them wait until the end, because I think they all know what the questions are going to be.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so, but they will answer.
Okay,
so thank
you. Sounds good, thanks.
It's got to be more. Yovo? Okay. Hi, good evening.
Hi, Phil Tome. I own a property at 8535 West Forest Hill. And I guess our concerns are the entering and exiting, and also the buffer on your north side of your property. There is a tree line there now, and hopefully common sense would say that it would continue to be there. I don't know how much was brought up at the earlier meeting or what, but.
Here's your chance.
Me?
Yeah, here's your chance.
I just brought it up.
Okay, good.
Yeah, about the buffer. I mean, sure. Am I going to get a response when we're.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. This one here.
Yeah, right.
Great, thanks.
All right.
Anyone else? Yes, ma'am, please.
My name is Barb Sagadet. I live on the other side of the spectrum on Lake Point Drive. So we're on the south side. I actually look directly at Luxembourg Gardens. My concern has to do with a couple things. One, how far is this? I'm a little ignorant in this. So how far is this going to expand? I have no concerns about the fact that it's going to be recreational fields for the kids. Mm-hmm. But my concern is, when you come down to our properties, there is actually an underground river that flows along the tree line in that area and exits into the circle. Also, is there going to be an egress added to where there is no homes into that circle area for that property? Because that will greatly affect the traffic flow in the rest of the area. So those are my main concerns.
Great, thank you. Anybody else?
Could we have her address?
Ma'am, what is your address again, please?
8490
West Lake Point Drive. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, Margaret Schumacher. Address is 8517 West Cascade Drive. I just have a question. I mean, my concerns, as others have spoken, but one thing I'm noticing on here, and I have a question about, is it's saying that the property owner is Ronald and Susan Pesci. As far as to my knowledge, this shows as being a done deal and it was sold early September.
This is, the way it's noticed is a public notice requirement based on the timing of the application and what exists currently in the land ownership.
So, yes, it was owned by Pesci's at the time the public hearing notice went out.
I was just reading on here that it says that they're the property owner, so I just want to confirm that.
Yep, and we still have to use the title from the public hearing.
Okay. So, but.
But yes, you're right.
It was. Okay. Just wanted to check that.
Anybody else? Anybody? I knew it, Yovo. Good evening.
My name is Yovo Klubja. I live at 8631 West Forest Hill. I'm just west of the field there. So last time we talked about what's going to happen to the wetlands, and you guys were going to find out. Some of them are controlled by the federal government. Some of them are controlled by the state government. Did you guys find out which is which, or what can be done with those wetlands?
Yeah, well, we'll do that, but let's finish the public hearing. But so, yes, absolutely. We'll
So what's going to happen to the wetlands? Do you guys have a plan? I know you guys were considering the fields. I'm concerned about lights and parking. I'm also concerned about that dead-end road at the back of my property, how that's going to affect me with what happens to the west of me, to the east of me there. I don't mind sports fields. In fact, thinking about, you know, more residential, somebody mentioned last time talking about animals and rodents. Well, imagine there's 30 houses there with 30 garbage cans. I think there'll be probably more animals there than there would be if it's just a field. And then to the other side of me, I know this is a different topic, but that's all still going to be senior citizen living. That's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to change because they're building the last three units there.
Right.
So that's affecting our neighborhood too right now, mm-hmm. because right now from the road, which was an empty field, there's three big eight units going up there. So I just want to make sure that's still going to stay as planned. That's all I have to say at the moment.
Thank you, Yovo. Anybody else? Mr. Ryan, good evening. Haven't seen you in a while.
The only comment it affects me.
It does.
Property at 8501 and 8503. Is this going to be contingent, their plan that is there based on the zoning, meaning that they submitted this plan of what they were going to do with it, and now they're asking for the zoning change? And then second, can I reserve my time, because I'd like to hear their response to their answers to see then if that would generate another follow-up question? So I didn't want to put the cart before the horse.
Yeah, we don't usually do that. It'll be up to the commission, but the hearing is going to be closed, so it won't be in the official record, but you know, asking a question, getting an answer is fine by me, but it'll be up to the commission. Just as long as you understand, it won't go on the record.
Yep.
Thanks. Anybody else? Okay. With that, I'm going to close the public hearing portion. I'm going to recognize the superintendent, Dr. Miller, and Mr. Milzer from the school district. You've got the questions, so why don't you give your presentation and then answer the questions after that?
Yeah,
please.
First of all, when we developed the new middle school, we lost a lot of usable property on the existing middle school site. Due to wetlands, the new classification of wetlands, we ended up with just one soccer-type size field at the back of the property there. So that's part of what we're looking to recreate in this new property, to have some open multi-use fields for soccer-type games, recreational-type games, kids from the recreation department playing those. We're not looking to light the fields at all. We wouldn't be looking to take down the tree row that goes nicely around those houses up there at the northern part of the property. And we haven't exactly honed in on what we'd like to do. There are more uses for that property that we've had requests for than we are able to do. We've had a request for tennis courts as well as fields, but I think really my guess would be that it would just be all open grass fields that we could bring in movable soccer goals and that kind of thing and run the recreation programs in that area. It would be great if we could tie that area in to our new field on the south part of our existing Forest Park property, because we have a lot of parking in that area already, and if people could just walk a path or a sidewalk or a raised platform or something like that to go between, we could get a lot of that parking into our new parking lots. I think we have almost 500 spots there between all of the parking lots that we have. And in addition, Our recreation program has really run out of spots in our buildings because we have so many students. They've lost those open classrooms for running their programs during the day for senior citizens and people who work other shifts. And they were looking to get some space where they could run those classes that could be a standalone building more towards the front of the property or an extension of our existing building on that corner. Let's see, some of the other concerns, I've hit those. We wouldn't be building a school there. I know that came up. The property is much too small for that, and it's too close to our other schools. So we wouldn't be looking to do that. We wouldn't be looking to really build a stadium type of facility. It would really just be open fields for the most part.
Would it be safe to say that you just want to replace what used to be along Forest Hill Avenue?
Right. If we could
just
do that,
move it over,
that would be great.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There was some question about natural resources, Joel. You want to address that, please?
So we don't identify the type of wetlands. The DNR and the Army Corps of Engineers do, and we only require that when a development proposal comes in. So if the school district wants to build recreational fields or anything else, then we will require that information.
Well, how do you define build recreational fields?
Fill grade, any sidewalks, trails, if they had parking area, anything like that.
Essentially land disturbance.
So, yes. So if they left the ground the way it was and just mowed it, then no, they would need nothing from the city. But if they wanted the grade clear, level, and then put in permanent facilities, yes, then they would need approvals from the city.
Mr. Mills, you said it, but I'm going to ask again. Any additional access for automobiles on the parcels?
We wouldn't be looking to connect it to any of the roads to the south there. It was mentioned the circle or the other road going through. We wouldn't be looking at connecting up to any of that. We would have probably an entrance about where the entrance is. Maybe the eastern entrance where it is now to the greenhouses. But if we could get that walking connection between the two areas, we would try and direct the traffic to our parking areas.
Okay. I think that's all the questions. I think. Okay. Questions from the commission. Alderman Dandrea.
I mean, I know you've got the parking where the old school used to be. So that's where your significant extra excess parking is.
Right.
Okay. I mean, you know that we've always had an issue on Forest Hill and then going, migrating toward 76th Street. I mean, not that far, but
right.
With the intramural sports, soccer, football, and everything, and they would bombard and park and block a lot of driveways in that area. So I want to make sure, yes, there is an egress going into the nursery, but I want to make sure that I think your main concentration of fields are going to be where? Up front, correct? Your football fields, your grassy area? Because in the back, that looks like it's all wetlands.
It is pretty much all wetlands back there, right?
Okay.
It would be where they're indicating.
Okay. So you would need a path from the parking of where the old school is that everybody's looking at right now. You want a path to go over that wetlands and get an access into your fields, correct? Because we want to keep your parking back there,
yeah.
And we want everybody that's participating in it to park back there because that's not what they did before.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And so that was a major problem that we as a council had to combat many times. Okay.
Right.
And I know we always asked for your assistance to get notices out. And so I see what you want to do. You just basically want to put a grassy area in. You're not going to put any PA systems in. You're not going to put any lighting in. You're going to demo those existing buildings?
Yes.
Okay. And then you're going to do whatever you have to do for the wetlands preservation and with regards to the Army Corps. Okay. I'm fine with it. So.
Commissioners? Anything else from staff?
Only a reminder that this will be going to the Common Council for final approval the first meeting in December. December 3rd, maybe? December 3rd.
Alderman Dendry?
Okay, I've got a motion, a comprehensive master plan amendment. A motion to approve a resolution recommending the adoption of an ordinance to amend the City of Franklin's 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the City of Franklin's 2025 future land use map for properties located at 8429 and 8459 West Forest Hill Avenue and residential use and areas of natural resource features use to institutional use and areas of natural resource features use pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 66.1001, parentheses 4B.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second. No.
Discussion of that motion. All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Oh, wait, excuse me.
Second motion for the rezoning?
Oh, rezoning, sorry. I apologize. Apologize, everybody.
Then I've got a secondary motion to recommend an approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone two parcels of land from R6 Suburban Single Family Residence District to I1 Institutional District, 8429 and 8459 West Forest Hill Avenue, approximately 13.974 acres.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Now, is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks for coming, everybody. Appreciate it.